This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 691. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and your host for this show. No BS Job Search Advice Radio comes out daily, and in 2017, I'm focused on interviewing. And Fridays, I tend to do a show about what I call stupid interview mistakes, and this one is a doozy. Hope this isn't you, but if it is, stop it! Okay, and now let's get going. This one is about one of those stupid interview mistakes job hunters make all the time, and that is appearing desperate. Now, have you ever been on a date with someone who seemed desperate? Now, women, come on. You can't tell me you haven't been out with a guy who seemed that way to you. You know, they just are too fill-in-the-blank. They just come across as being too much. And the result winds up being you feel, I don't want to presume to know how you feel. I'll just simply say that in situations where I've been out with desperate women, it has not been a pleasant experience. Women who appear desperate come across in the male vernacular as stalkers. I suspect the same is true on the women's side and worse. So I'll just simply say that such behavior in dating doesn't work, and it certainly doesn't work in job search. When you go to the interview and you seem too eager, excuse me if I mimic it, you know, you come across as being, oh boy, you know, oh yeah, this is great. Sure, yeah, I'll do that. No problem. And you know, eventually the hiring manager takes a deep breath and goes, what's with this person? So you can't appear too eager. Yes, you can appear accommodating, but your role is to relax and to deal with your potential future boss as a peer so that they understand and you understand what you're capable of doing for them so that they can evaluate and assess you and see how you fit into their needs. And you know, acting like the obedient school child sitting in your chair, leaning forward, you ever do that when you were a kid? Just doesn't work. You know, it doesn't make you more attractive than other people. If anything, it makes you less appealing because at the end of the day, what you seem like is desperate, and no one really likes desperate. So relax. Follow my advice about the single best question to ask on any interview. Talk with them as an equal and explain how your background fits that one that they are looking for. Do it with confidence and self-assurance, because part of your job on an interview is to put their mind at ease and to demonstrate you're the solution to a problem that they have. They need someone to do such and such, and you want to talk about how you did it for someone else before. And in joining them, you don't just want to do this for the next 40 or 30 years of your life. You want to understand the upside for you, because you know, do you really want to do this same thing for the next 30 or 40 years? Of course not. So you always want to make sure that you ask questions about your potential future with the organization. And if you don't like the answer, don't be a schmuck and take the job and then blame them for what's happening to you. It's your fault then. So again, don't beg, don't appear desperate. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman at thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there, plus you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.